one running play for a touchdown, a pick six for a touchdown, and then a pass play for a touchdown. Two offensive plays, that was it, 27-0. And that's a tough hole to come out of.
It certainly is. And falling behind so early has got to be a bit deflating for the players on the sideline. But they really have kind of rallied in the second half, Craig, the first couple of weeks. Now, granted, going against maybe a lot of second-teamers from the other team, but the Tornado haven't given up any points in the second half.
No.
Well, I mean, I saw that, you know, in the Eagle. I mean, they mentioned that, you know, John's column mentioning that they haven't given up any points in the second half.
And that's what it comes down to. When you look at it, yes, it's their second team, but it's our second team as well.
Right.
And I do believe, we've touched on this many times, that the inexperience of the Tornado overall is what hurts them. Some of the younger players have more continuity, having played through. So when they come in there, I think they're actually a little bit more seasoned than some seniors that are out there playing.
And Coach Christie is Eric Christie in his first full season as the Golden Tornado head coach. Craig said, really, every starting job is open, and whoever's going to show themselves worthy in practice is going to get that start on Friday night. So there's some motivation there.
Well, it is. It's a big carrot to hang out there, and I really think that that can entice some of the younger players, and I hope that everyone gets a fair shot for that too. You know, because it's one thing to say it, but as hard as it is at times, you got to stand behind it. You know, because it is tough when you're telling a senior, hey, you better sit down. But you know what? When you've seen that sophomore outperform, you best to get them in there.
And from what I hear, especially offensively, they're going to kind of throw all caution to the wind here tonight. Kind of, you know, at first they tried one offense week one, week two. They tried a more structured plan. It could be a whole different ballgame, though. We might see all three quarterbacks play here this evening in the first half.
It's quite possible. We saw that last week. Actually, all three quarterbacks got some experience last week. You know, it's really difficult because you think about it. You have a Mount Lebanon team who's coming in here. Essentially, they've had 3 weeks of continuity. There hasn't been much change for them. You have a Tornado team that's young, inexperienced, and they're coming in here 3 different weeks with essentially 3 different strategies. And it's really hard to build off of that. But as a coach, it's what you have to do. You have to keep looking for what's going to work. And unfortunately, sometimes that puts you back a step. But overall, in the end, you'll be better for it.
And I think the Tornado are going to run into another fast team in Mount Lebanon. Looking at the size, we outweigh them across the board for the most part. But the problem has been giving up the edge on defense, and that can't happen. That has to stop. I'd like to see them force everybody inside to our big horses, maybe make some stops.
Absolutely. And we've talked about this before, and I said, maybe I said it last week, but I said if I could pull one kid back from last year and have him play again this year, it would be Colton Frost. And the reason is because he was an animal on the outside. He contained everything. He didn't let anything get to the outside. So you could really then focus some more strength to the other side and, you know, balance it out really good. We don't have that dominance on the outside. We just can't contain. And, you know, yeah, you can't go back in time and pull some kid back, but we just need to find some player like that to come back out and get that contained.
Golden Tornado heading out onto the field in front of their home crowd. A group of youngsters in football jerseys leading the way. Craig, that's good to see. Looks like couple of junior Tornado players down there leading the Tornado out onto the field. And they run right over to the student section, trying to get themselves psyched up for this conference matchup against Mount Lebanon. They're coming in under head coach Mike Melnick, looking for their second conference win. Last week, they opened their season in the conference with a win over Canada McMillan. Coach Melnick says he's looking for some more consistency out of his offense. It's run by a pretty big quarterback in 6'3", Seth Morgan. He's thrown for 536 yards and 4 touchdowns, Craig. And again, there you have it, a pretty quality player that you got to contain.
Yeah, you're looking at over 250 yards a game already that you're passing. And, you know, really haven't had many teams pass on us. I mean, granted, Baldwin had an exceptional quarterback last week, and the one pass that he really put out there, he put right on the money for their one score in the first quarter there. So our secondary really hasn't been tested as much, because I think that most of the teams are going to say, hey, if we can stay on the ground against the Tornado and run it out, we will. So it'll be interesting to see what will happen against a quarterback who likes to put it in the air.
Right, but they do have two players that like to carry the mail, Michael Palmer and Sam Rolfson, expected to get carries for Mount Lebanon, who, by the way, lost in week one to Gateway 31-8 in a non-conference game. So they come into tonight 1-1 overall, 1-0 in the Quad County Conference. The Tornado still looking for their first win at 0-2 overall. And this is, as we mentioned, their first conference game. Mount Lebo owns a 14-9-1 all-time series advantage. The last time these two teams met, Craig, they were in the playoffs. And,
oh, yeah.
Of course, I couldn't make it that night. Mr. Cup
that's right.
Handled
Bob
it
and I
for
were there.
Me back there in 2012. It wasn't the outcome you wanted. It was 31-7, the final score. But it was a good feeling to make the playoffs and actually hit the road to call a playoff game, I'm sure.
Oh.
I wouldn't know.
Right.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I feel bad you missed that there. That was actually Bobby Vernick's, that was his senior year.
Oh, okay.
So that gives everybody an idea of how long ago that was.
And I hear his brother Tim Vernick has slimmed down, lost about 15 pounds, looking slim and trim up there for the Rock.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Did they move in positions or?
No. No.
Oh, okay.
I guess he's staying where he's been. He just got a little bit stronger and leaner. So
hey, be faster. That's good.
Well, the Rock on the road at Shippensburg tomorrow afternoon, and we'll talk a little bit about that later on. But tonight we have high school football as the Tornado will take on the Mount Lebanon Blue Devils. The Tornado will kick things off to Mount Lebanon. They'll have Michael Palmer, one of the D-backs. Cam Powers is the other. He's on, I take that back, that's Maurice Plummer on the near side and Michael Palmer on the far side. The kicker for the Tornado, Emery Douthit, the junior, 5'8", 145-pounder, teeing it up at the 40-yard line. Butler in their home, blue jerseys, gold helmets, gold numerals. Mount Lebo, road whites with the blue helmets. We are getting set to go here on a beautiful night for football. Breezy night here at Butler. And it will be Maurice Plummer picking it up at the 7. He's at the 15, escapes a tackle at the 20, and is ankle tackled at the 25-yard line. Decent coverage by the Tornado. Looks like Zach Slomer stuck his head in there first, Craig, to make the stop.
And that's really nice to see because our coverage was so much better this week. We kept our lanes really focused on keeping the runner bottled inside, and because of it, they stopped him for a minimal gain.
They spot the football at the 26-yard line. Quarterback is Seth Morgan. He's in the shotgun on first down. Puts a man in motion. That's Lucas DeCaro, one of his favorite wideouts. They'll hand the football off and up the middle. Gain of 5 out to the 30. And that was Everett Lefevre, a running back, out to the 30. Gain of 4, second down and 6. No huddle offense for the Blue Devils. DeCaro again goes in motion. He'll get the football on the sweep. DeCaro around the right side, and he's wrapped up shy of the first down marker at the 34-yard line. And for the Tornado, wrapping him up was Stephen Green, a sophomore.
And that was a great job because I was getting a little concerned as they were getting to the outside there. You can see that's kind of the Achilles heel, the Tornado. But great job by Green getting in there and laying down the tackle.
Third and 2. Ball on the right hash. Mount Lebanon moving right to left. Morgan hands the football off. Up the middle and stuffed is Everett Lefevre for no gain. Actually lost to maybe a yard. Back to the 32-yard line.
And I got to tell you, something I really like seeing is you got Mertz here on the defensive side of the ball, playing that outside linebacker position. He's doing a really nice job. Looks very instinctive out there. I like the way he's moving around. He was one of the contributors there in stacking up that backfield.
Kyler Callahan will await the punt. So Mont Lebo goes 3-and-out on their first series. The Tornado defense staunch, and now they're hustling to get players off the field. Punt is in the air, and they kick it away from Callahan. It hits it about the 31-yard line and will roll out of bounds. Craig, I see no flags. I thought maybe the Tornado would be whistled for too many men on the field, but they let it go.
Good. That's all I'm going to say. It's good. It was nice to see them punt. First time this season that we've had a first series we forced a team to punt.
And that's
a milestone.
Absolutely. It's got to give the defense a lot of confidence. Let's see what the Toledo offense can do. They start at their own 24-yard line, first down and 10. Matt Rarig will be the quarterback. He'll have a couple of receivers out in the pattern along with a slot man on first down. Right up the middle, and that is Chris Mertz. He has a first down and more as he's tackled at the 41-yard line.
And he was in the fullback position there. I really like seeing him more in that position, more like the power back versus a speed back. I think that was a good call there, putting him in that position. And obviously it set him up for good success. I think that's the first down on the first series we've had all year.
Second or first and 10 from the 41. I believe you're right, Craig. I formation for the Toledo. They give it again to the fullback, Mertz, and he'll get no gain as he's stuffed right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, look like we tried to go back to the same play there. They were really ready for that and snuffed it out pretty quick.
Second down and 10, just underway from Art Bernardi Stadium. Butler's defense forcing a three and out on Montlebo's first possession. They have it now, do the Toledo. Second down and 10 at their own 41. They're on the far hash, moving left to right. Keeper, Rarick, around right guard, or excuse me, right tackle. And he'll get a 3-yard gain, or a 2-yard gain out to about the 44-yard line. That's a gain of 3.
Yeah, he just kind of bellied around back there, but obviously a designated run. The zone was there just for a second, but it closed pretty quick. I'd love to see him hit the quick slant right here. This is where you really want to set them up now.
Dylan Fidasco checked in with the play. He'll split out to the slot to the far side. Noah Sespico here on the near side on third down and 7. Rarick looking to throw. Screen pass. Out of the backfield, it's Mertz. Chris Mertz trying to shake a couple of tackles. Gets back to the line of scrimmage and is forced out of bounds. And that'll be no gain, and the Toledo will have to punt.
Yeah, it's a shame we didn't have a look down here to the near side because we had a one-on-one matchup and a lot of greenery here by our sidelines, and if we could have hit that slant, it would have been wide open.
Emery Douthit on to punt, and it's a wobbly line drive kick. Palmer fields it at the 24. He's at the 30. Trying to bounce it to the outside, but good coverage. He's wrapped up at the 34-yard line by the Toledo's Brian Presco.
Oh, you love it when a quarterback's there on the coverage team. Yeah, he's eating some lunch out there. Nice.
So Montlebo will start this drive at the 34. Fast-moving first quarter coming up on the 8-minute mark. First down and 10. Seth Morgan, the quarterback, has a single setback. And it'll be a play action. Screen pass, it's dropped. And they'll say maybe it's a lateral, incomplete they call it, intended for Lucas DeCaro. Out in the far flat, Craig, and he just turned his head right before the ball got to him.
Yeah, Mertz really has some good coverage out there. He was right on him and wisely saw the ball on the ground and went to dive on it.
That'll make it second down and 10. Again, the no huddle by the Blue Devils. Everett Lefevre, the lone setback. He is directly behind the quarterback, Seth Morgan, who's in the pistol.
Oh,
play action roll off.
Thank you.
Looking down the middle. Intercepted by the Toledo at the 44-yard line. And we have a flag.
No, it was, that's on Mount Lebanon because I'll tell you what, J.R. Harold was coming clean from the backside there, and he just bowled the back over, and the back tried to pull him down, tried to leg whip him, some kind of crazy hold stuff. So obviously we're going to decline that and take the turnover.
And that was Zach Slomers with the pick. And a Toledo in business here in Mount Lebanon's territory at the 44-yard line.
Well, this should get their blood pumping here. You got to feed off of that.
Matt Rarick. Back in under center, I formation for the Toledo, wideouts to either side. On first down, they'll give it right up the middle again to Mertz. And he gets positive yards. He'll get to the 42-yard line, a gain of a couple. second down and 8.
Well, that's the third time we've seen that play early in the game like this. Hopefully they can work some play action off of that. You know, keep setting that up so you're drawing those linebackers in. Then maybe get a tight end right there, right in the second level, and hit them. Get that passing game opened up here.
Second down and 8. Bickham one wide out. Sespico to the near side. Rarick under pressure. He's going to be hit and sacked at midfield. Backside pressure got him, and that was... We don't have a number 9. I'm guessing we'll go Sam Rolfson.
Yeah, Kyler Callahan's going to hate to see that on film tomorrow because he just totally missed his block there, and that guy came clean. And unfortunately, that lets your quarterback out there to dry. You got somebody gets past you like that, you got to, you know, clip him from behind or something to slow him down. You can't let him get a free and clear hit on your quarterback.
And that is Matt Rarick walking off the field mostly under his own power. He got his leg fell on, Craig.
It looks like they're supporting his shoulder there, too. So
Brian Presco is in. 6'2", junior. Southpaw left-handed quarterback. Third down and 16 from midfield. Presco will hand a football off, and it's fumbled but picked up by Kyler Callahan, and that's just, what can you say? Different quarterback, just trying to get a feel for things out there, and Tornado at the punt.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a bad series, and I think Coach Christie might have a short leash tonight with things because I know you got to get a guy in there, you know, that can really explode in that backfield. And we had a kid last week that did it, and I think we need to see him in there. Even though he's a sophomore, you got to play him.
High snap. Douthat does a good job of getting the snap down and a great kick as it hits and takes a Butler bounce. And good coverage by the Tornado. They'll wrap the receiver up, and that was Maurice Plummer way back at the 10-yard line.
And that's what you got to do. You got to get down. You got to get fired up. You know, you're planting a guy in the turf here. You got to be excited.
And good news, you see Matt Rarick sprinting on the sideline, Craig. That's good news. Looks like he shook off the effects of that sack. 5:58 to go. No score. We're in the first quarter. Butler and Mount Lebanon. The Blue Devils have it at their own 10-yard line. This is their third possession of the quarter. And they'll hand a football off. And it's Lefevre up the middle. And he has good yardage out over the 15 to the 18-yard line. That's a gain of 8. He shredded a tackle, Craig, right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he looked like he was kind of stalled back there, but did a nice job keeping his legs going and picked up that extra yardage.
They'll give him 7, second down and 3. No huddle, almost a hurry up now as a play-action keeper by the quarterback, Seth Morgan. He has a first down. He's thrown to the turf at the 30-yard line, but that is enough, as I mentioned, for a Mount Lebanon first down.
It may look like we had a little inside stunt going on there with the tackles because I saw number 76 step back a little bit when the ball was first snapped, kind of moved to his left, but unfortunately it caused a seam. And without instant replay, it's hard to tell what they were trying to diagnose there.
A quick hitter, incomplete. Intended for Mason Ventrone out on the far side, Craig. It looks like Mount Lebo trying to up the tempo a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Looks like Tornado's trying to put in a little bit more of a pass package here for their defense.
Second down and 10. And with the football is Michael Palmer, and he has a short gain to the 33-yard line.
Darren Skidmore did a nice job crashing down that time from his end position, catching him in the legs in the backfield there and just dragging him down before he could really get a head of steam going.
Third down and 4. Pardon me, third down at 6 for Mount Lebanon. Here comes the pressure. Pass to the near flat, incomplete, intended for Sam Lasota, wide out for Mount Lebo, and that Tornado defense. And we have a flag in the backfield. Craig, what happened?
boy, it's hard to tell. I was watching that duck come out there and float through the air, that bad pass. But hard to tell if it's a late hit, personal foul.
Yeah, it is.
Roughing the passer.
Roughing the passer on Butler. That's a shame. And that'll be an automatic first down.
You know, obviously the worst part of that, it was an incomplete pass. It was
third down.
Yeah, third down. Yeah, you hate to have something like that happen. I do like the fact, though, that they put the stick on them.
Yes.
You know, you got to show them you're there.
So they move it out to the 48-yard line. First down, and it's Michael Palmer trying to get to the outside. The Butler pursuit right there. Oh my, great hit.
Well, Skidmore,
by J.R. Harold.
And Skidmore was in the backfield, blowing it up there, made him bubble it out to the outside. And like you say, Harold came in, scraped right from his inside backer position there to pick up the junk.
Loss of a yard, back to the 47. Second down and 11. And just a straight quarterback keeper by Seth Morgan. Now an option pitch, and it is Drew Vaughn, who took the pitch and ran his run out of bounds in Butler territory.
Yeah, Callahan did a nice job getting up there from the secondary. Saw the pitch coming there, read it as he should, and got him out of bounds.
Gain of 4 to the Butler 48-yard line. Brings up third down and 6. Empty backfield for Morgan on his third down play. And it's a quick hitter. Inside.
Oh, yeah!
And the ball is picked. Here they go to the Tornado. Running with the football down the near sideline is Andrew Klein. He's at the 5. Touchdown, Tornado!
What a great play. Heads-up play. He kept his head on that ball the whole time. That's great concentration. That's the way you got to play the game. Oh, what a great run, too.
He wasted no time heading for open turf. So the Tornado with a pick 6.
And ladies and gentlemen, that
what a great play.
Emery Douthan on for the point after try. Holding the football is Hunter Crisp. Good snap, good hold, and good kick. The Tornado strike first. Andrew Klein with an INT, pick 6. 7-0 Butler, 3:58 to go in the first. This is Tornado football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
I'm Richard Petty, and I just wanted to let you know that Richard Petty Motorsports is honored to partner with the U.S. Air Force and proudly display the Air Force logo on our number 43 car. I'd like to take the opportunity to thank current and past airmen for all you do and sacrifice to allow the rest of us to live freely. And to you young men and women looking to be part of a winning team, go see an Air Force recruiter today.
In Butler, see Master Sergeant Jordan Banzen at 101 Clearview Circle or call 724-787-3436.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
Andrew Klein, 50-yard INT, return for a touchdown. 7-0 Butler. Douthat with the squib kick. Taken, and it's bobbled at the 15-yard line. And running with the football for Mount Lebanon is Maurice Plummer.
Skidmore wisely kept his lane and got him down.
Number 38, Darren Skidmore.
So the Blue Devils will start this possession at the 28-yard line. They kind of went up-tempo to kind of shake things up. And now, if you're Mount Lebo, you're on your heels. The Tornado defense, they need to just sustain now.
Absolutely. You don't want to be shell-shocked. You know, you want to be excited, but you don't want to get lost in this.
Morgan, flush from the pocket, throws on the run, just pretty much throws it away.
Great pressure that time. We had number 61, Lance Wren, coming up there. coming hard from the outside end and getting pressure in his face. You know, because you got to look at it. There's a lot of firsts right now. First time, number one, we've scored in the first half for the whole season. First time we have scored. And we were the first one to score in the first half. And so now we're playing with a lead that we've never played with all year. So we got a lot of firsts here. So we just got to make sure we keep our emotions in check.
Lance Reinert, Jr., second down and 10. High snap. Morgan has to pull it down. He's under pressure. He's running up the middle. Oh, he almost fumbled the football. And he's tackled at the 34-yard line.
J.R. Harold got him.
Gain of five on the play. Third down and five. Mount Lebanon putting four in the pattern on this third down play, as they've had most of the night. Morgan will roll to his right, looking, throwing on the run, and it's caught. First down for Mount Lebanon by, I believe, Michael Palmer out there, if not Tim Walters, I believe.
Did a nice job finding some open space there and just getting open, and quarterback did a nice job putting it right on the numbers. Knew where they needed to get for the first down and got a little bit more.
Out to the 45-yard line. 3:08 to go in the first quarter. Butler up 7-0. Morgan again. Flanker screen to Sam Lasota. Lasota is hit hard at the 50-yard line, thrown to the turf by Dylan Fidasco of the Tornado. Gain of five, and there's the up-tempo offense again by the Blue Devils.
That's all right. We're hanging with it, though. We're getting good substitution in on the line, keeping guys fresh.
Drew Vaughn, the lone setback. He'll be the sidecar to Seth Morgan's left. Play action. Here comes the pressure again. Morgan forced to run up the middle. He shakes a tackle and gets free, and he'll run out of bounds, but not before he gets a first down in Butler territory at the 42-yard line.
Pretty elusive back there. You know, we got guys that are coming at him, you know, putting the pressure on him. He's not getting a clear view, but he's got some good wheels. He can get out of there. When he gets out of the pocket, he takes off.
But you can tell he's frustrated as he's walking back toward the huddle area, Craig, his hands on his hips, looking to the sideline like he's feeling some frustration. Tornado put some heat on him.
Exactly.
From the 42, put Lasota in motion. Give him the football on the sweep. Tries to go around right in. And he'll get about five or six out there making the stop. Andrew Klein for the Tornado.
Definitely working their speed to get to the outside. They've had some decent gainers here, but fortunately haven't broke off the big one yet. So we got to make sure that we keep them contained. Keep the pressure coming. Got to wrap guys up.
Second down and four. And a quarterback keeper. Up the middle goes Seth Morgan. He has a first down and more inside the 30 to the 25-yard line. They'll mark him down at the 24. And a timeout will be taken by Butler, and it's a good timeout by Eric Christie.
Yeah, I think so. You just got to slow things down a little bit there. Get a breath. Let everybody get a little drink of water here. Just calm them down. Get them collected here for a second.
In case you just joined us, Mount Lebanon forced the punt. On their first possession, they opened the game with a three and out. Butler went three and out. On Mount Lebanon's next possession, Zach Slomers with an interception gave the Butler the football. They couldn't do anything with it, ended up punting. But the big play of the quarter thus far, Andrew Klein, interception off a bobbled ball, and he runs it 50 yards into the end zone to give Butler the 7-0 lead. But Mount Lebanon now driving, as this will be the eighth play of this drive. Now have it at the Butler 24-yard line with a first down. Out of the timeout, first down and 10. Seth Morgan looking, fade pattern into the end zone, and that's a touchdown for the Mount Lebanon Blue Devils.
It was just beautiful timing there. Hit him right in stride. He was in a full sprint. You know, right when he broke off from the far sideline there, he just wasn't stopping for anything.
And that was Tim Walters, a senior for Mount Lebanon, with the 24-yard pass and catch from Seth Morgan for the TD. And that comes at the 1:53 mark of the first quarter. Point point after try by Casey Swordsdale for Mount Lebanon is good. We're tied at 7, Butler and Mount Lebanon, 1:53 to go here in the first. This is Butler football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Hi, this is Mike Lang. I've seen a lot of winning teams on and off the ice, and for that fine jewelry purchase in Butler, the sure winner is Robert Stevens Custom Jewelers. Specializing in quality jewelry, custom designs, and diamond remounting, you can always trust Steve. No silly sales or gimmicks, just real value every day. Ask your friends and neighbors who their jeweler is. Bet they say Robert Stevens Custom Jewelers. Easy to find in the heart of Main Street in downtown Butler. Why settle for less? Robert Stevens Custom Jewelers. More than just a jewelry store.
The law offices of Dillon McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. They carry a passion for being at the top of their fields and continuously striving to provide their clients with exemplary service. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, Dillon McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Call them at 724-283-2200.
A play, 72 yards. Seth Morgan's 24-yard touchdown pass to Tim Walters ties the game at 7 as Sorsel will kick it away to Wong and Slomers, and it's an onside kick. And they surprise the Tornado and will recover.
Well, you know, smart play. You know, if guys aren't looking for it, you know, that's what happened. They just turned and ran, and you gotta focus on that ball. You know, that's one thing about this game. You gotta kind of know where the ball is there to be effective with it. And Mount Lebanon did a wise thing. Hey, they just scored on a decent drive, and they want to get the ball back in their hands.
And they get it at the Butler 48-yard line. First down and 10. And it's a keeper by Morgan on a good fake. Seth Morgan young on the far sideline. He's at the 20, the 10, and he's tripped up. And they'll say that went out of bounds at about the 3.
I think his knee actually hit there. I think somebody got down there just to kind of trip him up a little bit and had his knee planted before he got into the end zone.
Yep, they'll put it down at the 3-yard line. That was a good ball fake, Craig, by Morgan. He held it in the belly of Drew Vaughn for the longest time before yanking it out and going down the sideline.
But this is what, you know, Mount Lebanon wanted to do. That's obviously why the onside kick, because they wanted to get another score there. They wanted to get the lead here.
And they are threatening at the Tornado 2. And they're going to stack it up in the backfield. On first and goal. They'll toss it, and with the football is Everett Lefevre, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown. But wait a minute, we have a flag on the near side. I have a feeling we have a procedure call.
Yeah,
it is. Motion against Mount Lebanon. I'll do it again. So that'll set them back 5 yards to the 7-yard line. Morgan will be in the shotgun this time, or in the pistol, I guess. He's closer to the line of scrimmage. Oh, and he's going to be sacked and
wow,
thrown to the turf. I don't know if it was a busted play in the backfield, Craig, as he looked to turn. And nailing him was J.R. Harrell.
Yeah, he really just met him face mask to face mask. Because, yeah, he looked like he was turning, expecting the back to be in one position, and he wasn't anywhere near that. And the closest player to him was J.R., so. Wow.
Makes it second down and goal from the 12. Morgan wants to throw. A fade into the end zone. Leaping and making the catch. Yep, touchdown.
And, hey, it was good defensive play. We had a nice position there. Just got out, jumped there a little bit. But, you know, I'd rather see that kind of play than just a totally busted play where a guy's completely wide open. He had to earn that catch.
Mason Ventrone went up and got it. for Mount Lebo. Casey Swords still on for the extra point try. Oh, and they barely got the hold down, and he got that kick through. So that'll make it 14-7 Mount Lebo with 27 seconds to go here in the first. Let's take a quick timeout. This is Tornado Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Kicking off for the Blue Devils, number 42, Casey Sorsdahl.
So the Mount Lebanon Blue Devils take advantage of the onside kick and get a 12-yard pass from Seth Morgan to Mason Ventrone in the end zone. Far corner, makes it 14-7. As Sorsdahl tees it up at the 40-yard line. It's a high kick. Taken by the Tornado, Zach Slomers. A nice run back by Slomers out over the 25 to the 27-yard line. So Butler will have a chance for a play or two here before the end of the quarter.
On the tackle for the Blue Devils, number 24, Jack Sullivan. Bring a first down to 10.
And it appears Matt Rarick is back in. He was nicked up a bit on a sack play, but has recovered and now back out onto the field to lead the offense. And the handoff is to Kyler Callahan this time, and Callahan looked to the outside, cut it back for a couple to the 29-yard line, and that will be the likely be the final play of the quarter.
Well, it was definitely an encouraging first quarter.
No question.
Got to get this offense going here and hopefully get the ball in the air a little bit.
It is Mount Lebanon 14, Butler 7. End of the first quarter. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu. You.
Every team plays better when they're at home. And when it comes to choosing a personal injury attorney, having a home field advantage matters. I'm attorney Ray Conlon, and at Conlon Tarker, we believe the attorneys have a duty to not only their clients, but to the communities that they serve. That's why we are proud supporters of our local sports teams. And that's why we work tirelessly to fight for you. If you've been involved in a work accident, personal injury, car accident, or workers' compensation matter, there's a reason they call it home field advantage. Learn more at ConlonTarker.com. Conlon Tarker, we fight for you.
Ron Willison and Craig Lucas back at Butler High School, 14-7 Mount Lebanon as we get ready to begin the second quarter. It's second down and 8 for Butler. They have it at their own 29-yard line. Matt Rarick looking over the middle, incomplete. A couple of receivers in the area, one of them being Kyler Callahan. And that'll bring up third down and 8.
That's what you wanted to see. You want to get some plays. You know, you got to break up this this run game a little bit. You got to get that little wrinkle in there. So I'm glad they got the ball out there. It was good to see him be able to throw them.
Third down and 8. Mount Lebanon showing pressure up the middle. Here they come. Rarick gets rid of the football in good fashion, but it went through the hands of Kyler Callahan. He felt the heat too, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll bring up a fourth down.
And unfortunately, when you take your eyes off the ball like that, it's you have the muscle memory, you know it's coming at you, but you got to keep your eye on the ball the whole time. You just got to say in your mind that, okay, I'm going to get hit. I'm going to take the hit. You can't look away, because when you do, that ball is going to go right through your hands.
So Emery Dothel will kick it away from about the 16-yard line. Michael Palmer is the deep back. Oh, a high snap. Emery gets up and gets it. And gets a good kick away. And it will take a Butler bounce as it hits at the 44-yard line. And it will be downed by Butler at the Mount Lebanon 34.
Well, I'm glad to see the coverage team. They kind of let it go, just keep rolling there. I'm glad they decided to get down and check that, because the way the return man was looking, like, hey, I got about 10, 15 yards around me. No one's here. He looked like he was ready to pick it up and go with it. So they wisely followed the bounce.
So that Butler defense back out there looking for a stop. And Mount Lebanon kind of got into the flow of things there in the latter stages of the first quarter. Let's see if Butler can slow him back down. Seth Morgan on first down. We'll hand the football off in the reverse pitch to Lucas DeCaro. He goes to the outside. He has a first down and more. He's in Butler territory, and he'll be wrapped up all the way down to the Butler 42-yard line, Craig. A lot of misdirection in the backfield that time.
Oh, absolutely. Gave that little pitch around the back there, and off he went. We lost contain on the right side there, and he had a lot of ground to go, and he made it happen.
Down to the 42. First down and 10, and it's an up-tempo offense for the Blue Devils. Morgan with the low snap, goes down and gets it, sets up the screen. Out of the backfield, Drew Vaughn. He has a first down. He's running free at the 25, cuts it to the outside. He's at the 15, stops there, cuts it back again. He's at the 10, and he'll be taken to the turf. And they'll mark him down at about the 5-yard line.
Yeah, he kind of had a lot of space to run and not much opposition. You know, and it's one of the things where, fortunately, with the game being televised tonight, guys will be able to watch this under their own powers there and be able to make some self-corrections from that.
But this one will come back. Penalty on the play.
Well, it looked like there was a block in the back early on down here, and I didn't want to say anything about it, but I'm glad that the ref had seen it.
He did. And it'll be a 10-yard from the spot of the foul back to the 49-yard line. That's a big penalty.
Oh, that's huge.
I'll put it at the 48. First down and 16 now for Mount Lebanon. They have a 14-7 lead just underway here in the second quarter. And then the quarterback, Seth Morgan, takes a snap, pulls it down, and runs free. He's at the 30, 25, and out of bounds. He goes inside the 25 to the 24-yard line.
Boy, you got to keep a linebacker on him or something, or somebody really that wants to just plant him every time he moves, because you almost have to have a shadow man, because when he gets free, he is going to pick up some yards.
And that was the first down and 10 for the Blue Devils at the goal.
First down at 10 now for Mount Lebanon on the move. At the Butler 24. Quarterback keeper again, Morgan. Looks inside, cuts it outside. He has a first down, and he'll be taken to the turf at the 10-yard line. 14 yards on the play. And that was Cade Gratzmiller coming up to hit him. But the Blue Devils on the march again.
We really got to buckle down. Gotta try to hold him to just a field goal here. You don't want to give up that six.
First and 10 from the 11, and with the football and running is Everett Lefevre. And Lefevre will go in for the touchdown.
Well, that's a tough one. Yeah, it's like, don't look like we have the spring in our step that we did to start this game.
Nah, you know, they just seemed to, all of a sudden, the light came on for Mount Lebanon, and they found, you know, they were sluggish on offense the first couple of plays, and the Butler had a lot to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
Then they decided to pick up the pace, and now the Tornado find themselves down by a couple. And the line drive kick is good. So, with 10:30 to go here in the second quarter, it's now Mount Lebanon 21 and Butler 7. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Butler Ambulance Service not only serves the largest portion of Butler County for 911 ambulance response, but they also offer CPR and first aid training classes and are a leader in wheelchair van assistance too. Butler Assist Coach, a division of Butler Ambulance, provides county residents with medical and non-medical wheelchair van transportation for general doctor visits, shopping, or even transportation to an event. To learn more, visit butlerambulance.com or to schedule a transport, call 724-283-4385. Butler Ambulance Service. Care you can count on.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on Careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
Casey Sorzel's kickoff will roll right along the sideline. The referee almost threw his hanky out as we're back to play. And Butler will get the football at the 15-yard line. And they find themselves down 21-7. In case you just joined us, Butler's defense played very well the first quarter of play. Zach Slomers with the interception. Andrew Klein with a tip ball, pick six, gave Butler a 7-0 lead at the 3:58 mark of the first quarter. But since then, Mount Lebanon has found its offensive legs with Tim Walters with a touchdown run, Mason Ventrone with a touchdown pass, Everett Lafever with a 10-yard TD run for Mount Lebanon. And that's where we stand, 21-7. But the Butler offense looking to answer here. First down and 10 at their own 15-yard line. Matt Rarick in under center on first down. Some movement, and let's see who the call is on. And let's find out the official call. Offside against
the defense.
The defense.
Offside on the Blue Devils.
So the penalty will give Butler a first down and 5.
First down and 5.
Puts it at the 20-yard line. Ron Willison along with Craig Lucas here at Butler High School on a nice night. Starting to cool off a little bit, humidity down. First down and 5, I formation for the Tornado. Matt Rarick will hand a football off to Kyler Callahan, and he'll be wrapped up and thrown for a loss. Had nowhere to go. Got to the 18-yard line, a loss of 2. Makes it third down and about 7.
And on the tackle, number 55, the Blue Devil, Jonathan Nelson.
This is where you need to get the first down, Craig. Move the sticks. Kind of get some, just like Mount Lebanon kind of find their legs on offense. The Tornado need to get some consistency here.
Exactly. I totally agree. And
let's see what they dial up here on the second down and 7. Matt Rarick, screen pass, catch is made by Chris Mertz. Mertz will get back to the initial line of scrimmage, maybe an extra yard.
On the reception, number 30, Chris
out
Mertz.
To the 15, 16 yard line.
On the tackle, number 31 for the Blue Devils, number 31, Tommy McLean.
Well, I tell you, this is where I'd love to see them bring in the Byron Manwich kid. You know, last week he had almost 10 yards of carry. You need that speed in the backfield. You know, you've gone a whole quarter here. Now you're starting into the second quarter. And, you know, I think now's the time you say, hey, you know what? We know something's worked out there. Let's get that kid in there.
Third down and 10. From the 15-yard line, Rarick. Pass, intercepted. Picking it off is Maurice Plummer, and he'll go into the end zone for a touchdown, Craig. Just an ill-advised pass.
Well, that's tough. You know, that was a tough throw. Got to give the defensive back definitely a big heads up on that one, because did a nice job there just reading the play, getting in front of it, and had wide open run to the end zone.
Lucas DeCaro with the pick six. Casey Sorsdahl is the place kicker for Montlebo. Holding it, it will be Jack Sullivan. And Sorsdahl's line drive extra point is good. That makes it 28-7 at the 8:55 mark of the second quarter. A couple of scores from out of town as we await the change in possession here. Norwin up on Hempfield 13-7. Mars over Greensburg Salem 21-0. Thanks to Eddie Montgomery for those scores. Right here we have a 28-7 Mount Lebanon lead. As the Butler offense struggling a bit.
And I think when you have struggles like that, as we were kind of alluding, that you're going to have to get maybe some of those younger bodies in there now and give them a shot. You know, you're down 21 points. You're definitely going backwards. Now's the time. You know, before this gets really out of hand, yeah, I think you just need a couple personnel changes and get the ball rolling.
Mitchell Wong and Zach Slummer await the kick. And it's a high kick by Sorsdahl, and it will be Wong taking it at the 10. 15 at the 20, trying to escape some tacklers, does get across the 20. Out to the 22-yard line, it appears, and Butler offense back out onto the field.
Nice nice return. He's really battling, you know, trying to do everything he can to get upfield. You got to love that effort.
Tim Walters with the stop for Mount Lebanon. Conference opener for the Tornado. Mount Lebanon with a win over Cannon McMillan last week. They are 1-0 in the conference. And 1-1 overall. Probably looking for their first victory of the year.
And they're hungry for it.
First down and 10 for the Tornado at the 22. Matt Rarick under pressure. Ball is tipped and intercepted. Running with it and into the end zone again will be a touchdown for Mount Lebanon. And that was Michael Palmer that time.
You know, I like the idea of screens and so forth, but you got to give the guy a chuck. You got to keep him on the line just for a second.
That's where it all starts,
yeah,
really.
Exactly.
You got to hold him.
Yeah, whenever they flow too quickly into the backfield, the quarterback's a sitting duck, and the ball gets tipped.
And Mount Lebanon taking advantage of that. Runs it in. Only 15 seconds have gone off the clock. As Sorsdahl will try to tack on another. A low kick and it hits the crossbar and it's no good. And we'll take a timeout with 8:40 to go here in the second quarter. Mount Lebanon has opened it up. It's now Mount Lebo 34. And Butler 7, this is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Hey, Ken Frenchak here from the Valvoline Express Care and Car Wash of Grove City. Seems like summer has rushed through, and now it's time to enjoy football on the weekends. Remember, it's also time to make sure your car is ready for the fall. Stop in for an oil change this week. We give you more than just an oil change. We'll check out all your fluids, make sure your lights and wiper blades are in good shape. We're the Valvoline Express Care and Car Wash, locally owned, nationally known. We'll get you in and out and on your way.
Every team plays better when they're at home. And when it comes to choosing a personal injury attorney, having a home field advantage matters. I'm attorney Ray Conlon, and at Conlon Tarker, we believe the attorneys have a duty to not only their clients, but to the communities that they serve. That's why we are proud supporters of our local sports teams. And that's why we work tirelessly to fight for you. If you've been involved in a work accident, personal injury, car accident, or workers' compensation matter, there's a reason they call it home field advantage. Learn more at ConlonTarker.com. Conlon Tarker, we fight for you.
Casey Sorsdahl has it teed up at the 40-yard line and will kick it away. Be Mitchell Wong taking it this time at the 11. 15-20, 25-yard line, and that's where he's thrown out of bounds. So decent field position for the Tornado, and Again, Craig, just looking for some consistency on offense.
Yeah, it's difficult. You know, it's one of the things when you've been kind of getting pushed back here and so forth, and, you know, I've had two defensive turnovers essentially result in 14 points. That's really hard to keep your head up here, but this goes to show when, you know, who really wants to be out there and who doesn't. You know, it'll definitely show in this series here, so hopefully everybody just gets on the same page.
And a tornado will come out in the I formation on first down. They'll give the football off to the fullback.
On the carry, number 49.
And that is J.R. Harold with the run. Gains a couple to the 27-yard line.
Now
bring in Byron Manchester, the sophomore.
I misspoke and called him Manrich last time, but yeah, it's Manchester. Yeah, he had such a big game last week. A
couple of touchdowns last week.
Absolutely.
Both Butler's touchdowns.
So I want to see what he can do against a starting varsity team. You know, we've got to see him run against JV, so I want to see what he can do, see if he's the real deal running against the big boys out here.
Second down and 8. He is dotting the I, and we have a flag thrown.
Oh, you can't jump.
And it is a false start on the tornado. So a 5-yard penalty. Back to the 22.
Yeah, I don't know who they called that on, but got to keep the flinches down.
Kate Gratzmiller running the play in. Gives it off to quarterback Matt Rarick. Noah Sespico coming to the near side here on second down and 13. And off to the tailback. That is Manchester, and he'll get no gain.
Kind of got stalled there in the backfield.
On the tackle, number 26.
And like I said, you know, a sophomore coming in there, lights are a little bit brighter when you got the big guys out there. But like I said, you got to work those butterflies off pretty quick and just go for it.
By the substituting a couple of big guys, Sam Enslin out. Godfrey Panzarello in, listed at 6'2", 320. On that offensive line for the tornado. Third down and 14. Matt Rarick looking to throw. Steps up, looking down the field, and incomplete. Well overthrown, intended for Sespico on that far sideline, and the punt unit out for Butler.
Yeah, I think now coach is going to put some people in here and just, you know, see who wants the job. You know, we talked about it early in the pregame that they were doing this through the week. You know, every position's open, and I think that's what he's looking at now. He's going to get guys more in earlier game situations here to see who really steps up.
As Emery Douthit has been doing the punting here tonight, Michael Palmer awaits the kick, standing at the Mount Lebanon 49-yard line. Good snap. Oh, and kicked almost blocked, and a good job by Douthit to get away. Takes a bit of a Butler bounce, and it will be downed at the Butler 47-yard line. So Mount Lebanon with 6:26 to go here in the first half, up 34-7. Start this possession in tornado on the tornado side of the field.
Well, this is where the tornado just has to settle down, just relax, take a deep breath. You know, getting them in a three and out, you can force them to punt. You know, you still got time.
Seth Morgan on first down. Here comes the blitz. He's flushed from the pocket. Chasing him down is Kyler Callahan. He'll sack him all the way back to the 36-yard line of Mount Lebanon.
And that was a great heads-up play. He did a nice job there coming hard from the outside on the end and just stuck with it. You know, that's... You know, he was able to get a breather. You talk about bringing in some young backs in the backfield. It gave him a chance just to rest a little bit. That's what you got to do. You know, you got to two-platoon these kids.
Second down and long. Morgan, comebacker screen to Mason Ventrone. Ventrone at the 45-yard line. He'll be ankle tackled there by the Tornado Stephen Green, who's having a nice game tonight.
Well, he is. He's been all around here. He's been really paying attention and playing some nice heads-up ball.
Gained 15 on that play, but still a long third down. Third down and about 15. Yeah, make that 17. Morgan looking for the deep ball. Far side. Incomplete. Good coverage over there by Butler's. I think that was Kate Gratzmiller, number 5. Yep, it was.
I got to tell you, Panzarella did a great job getting a good upfield push. With that big body of his at 320 pounds, he had it all in motion. It was like dance fever. He was just moving in there, and he was getting right in the quarterback face, and he had to launch it over top of him.
The senior hustled off the field there. Fourth down, so they got the three and out, Craig.
That's what we needed.
Callahan awaits the punt. And Gordon with a high kick. A fair catch called for and made at the 15-yard line.
That was a wise call. They had their coverage team down there pretty quick, so Kyler did a good job, wise job by signaling for the fair catch.
5:09 remaining here. Let's see if Butler can mount a drive.
Yeah, that would definitely be in the works right here. That's what we need. The 5:09, you got time. And we're going to get the ball in the second half. So we got to score here.
Now empty the backfield. Up one side guard to the left of Matt Rarick, and that guy will get the football. And that is Kyler Callahan. And he gets to the 20-yard line. A gain of 5.
Did a nice job working that cutback there just to get himself upfield, get that little couple extra bonus yards there.
They'll put it down at the 26, so that's a gain of, 21. That's a gain of 6. Second down and 4. Handed off up the middle goes Chris Mertz. He has a first down, takes on a tackler at the 30, keeps it moving to the 32-yard line.
Did a nice job that time. The guard and centers did a very nice job getting things opened up there. The gaps were open, and Mertz did a great job looking right over the right side there. Saw a nice little window, ran right through for the first down.
I'll put it down to the 31-yard line. That was a gain of 10.
Big first down. Needed that.
Matt Rarick with the keeper. And he'll get positive yards to the 33. Gain of a couple. They'll nose the football up to the 34. Gain of 3.
Yeah, Enslin was a little slow getting up there. I didn't know what was going on. I don't really see a ref helping a player up too much. That was nice of them to give him a hand up there. Afraid he might be cramping there for a second, but good to see he's not hurt.
Sam Enslin, a senior, 6'4", 315-pounder. Second down and 7. Kyler Callahan trying to bounce it to the outside. And it was blown up in the backfield there by Maurice Plummer, who came in to make the stop.
On the tackle for the Blue Devils, number 8, Cam Powers.
I'll make that back. Cam Powers, a defensive end for Mount Lebanon, credited with the tackle.
Yeah, situation like that, you just got to kind of hit that hole and go hard because you just don't have the speed to get to the outside. And they're really working the outside contain. Throwing powder.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, student section putting powder in the air there.
Third down and 11. Oh, lots of movement on the right side of that Butler line.
Flag on the play.
And that will cost them 5 yards.
That's definitely a costly penalty
legal
there.
Procedure by the Bolt Tornado. We'll back it up another 5 yards. Third down and 16 for the Bolt Tornado after around 25.
Makes it third down and 16 from the 25. 2:15 clock moving. Second quarter, Butler trailing 34-7. Merrick will hand it off to Chris Mertz. Shakes one tackler, cannot shake the second one, though, as he does a nice job of getting a nice gain on the play, but well short of the first down.
Mm-hmm.
Got to the 33. Gained eight on that play, but Mount Lebanon will burn their first timeout of the night, stopping the clock at 1:56. Coming up at halftime on WBUT and WBUT.com, the Trib Live halftime show. Highlights from the WPIL week one last week. Lots of things coming up on the Butler Radio Network this weekend, too, we'll tell you about. To Mount Lebanon, Craig, they want more.
Oh, they do, knowing that the tornado is not going to go away. You know, they showed some early spark here.
They did.
Went through just a little bit of a lull, but they know that they're going to go in at halftime. They're going to come back out getting the ball. So you got to, if you can run another score up, that's what they're going to go for.
Douthat will punt it away to Michael Palmer, stands at his own 40-yard line. Good snap. Almost blocked again, and Douthat get a nice punt. It hit a Mount Lebanon player, and it's recovered by Butler at the 48-yard line. Hit right off the helmet of a Mount Lebanon player.
And Klein, two heads-up plays in this game so far. One for the pick six, another one here. You know, kind of on a bad bounce there, not paying attention by Mount Lebanon. Klein was paying attention, got it, got the ball back. Big for the tornado.
So Butler will take over at the Mount Lebanon, or excuse me, at their own 48-yard line. Matt Rarick in the shotgun on first down. Wants the throw, looking for the deep ball down the middle. And it's almost intercepted. It was tipped away. Kyler Callahan, the intended target, Craig, and that almost worked out in Butler's favor.
Absolutely, and I love the fact that he's stretching the field like that. You know, getting down there, not being afraid to throw the deep ball, and Callahan did a nice job just splitting the coverage, and, well, I thought he was going to get that.
Excuse me. Second down and 10. That stops the clock at 1:44 of the second quarter. Merrick again looking to throw. Steps up again. Airs it out. Down this time down the right sideline. And it is
nice. Oh. But I mean, a great open field tackle by Manchester.
It was
there.
Intercepted. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Brody Campbell.
But the best part of the play for the tornado was the fact that nobody gave up on that. You know, obviously, he was trying to get some more yardage, so he tried to backtrack it almost towards his own goal line there, come around. But Manchester didn't give up on the play there. Saw him, made a nice open field tackle, and got him down there for a loss of yardage. Probably lost about 10 yards from where he picked the ball off. But again, I like the fact that tornado's stretching the ball down the field.
And we'll have encroachment, I believe, on the tornado. As it'll be a 5-yard penalty.
Those things just really hurt you.
Makes it first down at 5. Seth Morgan will keep it himself. Trying to get around the right side. Butler chasing him out there. He gets a block and it'll be run out of bounds at the Butler 38-yard line. Gain of 13 on the play. Stops the clock at a minute 28. Now mark it at 36.
First down and 10 at their own 36. The Blue
Devils. I think them stopping the clock was bigger than getting the first down.
Morgan will roll to his far side, stops and throws on the run, looking for the deep ball, incomplete, intended for Carter Davidson, a wide out. And that'll fall harmlessly out of bounds, second down.
Well, that was because Klein was coming hard from the backside. He was totally untouched. He was coming free and put some great pressure on him there. The quarterback really had to kind of turn and just heave that ball out of there because he knew he was going to get popped.
Cade Gratzmiller in the coverage, too. Second down and 10, Butler trailing 34-7.
New quarterback, number 10.
Evan Jones in at quarterback now for Mount Lebo. And a direct snap right to Drew Vaughn. And Vaughn will have a first down into Butler territory at the 48-yard line. It's a little bit of a trick play by the Blue Devils. And they're in the hurry up.
Steve Green.
Jones back in, holds on to the football himself, and he'll get to the Butler 40-yard line, actually 10, inside the 40 to the 39.
Yeah, Jones is in there because Seth Morgan got up after Klein put the hit on him there. He's kind of holding his knee a little bit there, kind of wobbling around, but it looks like he's looking to come back in now.
Mount Lebanon will take their second timeout of the half.
And once again,
1 second left. Or just under a minute. One second under a minute, what I was trying to say.
It's like one of those 59-second things.
A lot of great sponsors on Butler High School football broadcasts. Helping to bring in your way. We thank every one of them, and if you get a chance, all local businesses who care about their community and want to support the local athletic teams. Second down and 2 for Mount Lebanon at the Butler 39. As Seth Morgan is back in the game. He's in the pistol with Drew Vaughn right behind him. Looking down the near sideline, incomplete, intended for Lucas DeCaro. And that'll stop the clock. Just 3 seconds burn off the clock there.
Lucas DeCaro.
Make it third down at 2.
On the coverage for the Golden Tornado, number 24, Stephen Green.
Yeah, Seth Morgan looks like he really has no ill effects from that little knee irritation he left with a little bit ago.
Third down and 2. And Morgan under pressure. He'll be sacked.
Very nice.
He had no chance to get that play off.
Mertz came in hard from the one side. And then
Andrew Klein.
Yeah. And he was trying to spin away. The quarterback was trying to spin away. Morgan was. And he had nowhere to go. Because he said Klein came in and just cleaned up everything else.
Loss of 6 on the play.
They're going to be content to let that clock run.
Fourth down and 8. Yep, 16 on the play clock. 23 on the game clock. A little pump fake. Pass is caught by Mason Ventrone. He'll go out of bounds to stop the clock with 8 seconds. It goes out of bounds at the Butler 19-yard line.
Huge first down there.
That was the pass complete, number 12, Mason Ventrone, covered by number 17, Logan Donald.
Just got to keep him off the board here.
And I believe Butler will take a timeout.
That was a timeout for Butler.
And that will be their second of this half. Welcome our folks watching on TV. BT TV filming here tonight. A great program they have up here at Butler High School.
Absolutely.
Kids getting into television and media. Obviously something dear to my heart.
Mm-hmm. And they do a wonderful job putting things together. It's
they
all
do.
Student run.
A great job. Eric Robbins.
What a great advisor. Yeah.
He's a good guy.
He really is.
Former Butler media on-air talent.
Really?
Yeah, he was. So 8 seconds remaining. Mount Lebanon will take a shot at the end zone, maybe two here. First down and 10 at the Butler 20. They're up 34-7. Morgan throws it over the middle. It's incomplete. He was under some duress, was Morgan. And
but Green did a great job, though, laying himself out there just to tip that ball to break up the flight of it. Just enough, again, to break that play up.
An official timeout is we had an equipment issue and a helmet came off, and one of the Butler players will have to hustle off the field.
And that's tough. You don't like to lose Skidmore out there, especially when you're trying to get a pass rush with 4 seconds left here. But unfortunately, when you lose your helmet, you got to take that one play off.
Second down and 10, 4 seconds. They're going to try a field goal. Casey Sorsdahl will attempt a 37-yarder from just inside the near hash. He has plenty of leg, and the kick is in the air, and it is good.
And that
37-yard field goal
Casey Sorsdahl is good.
By Casey Sorsdahl, the sophomore kicker for Mount Lebanon, ends the first half. Mount Lebanon 37 and Butler 7. We'll take a timeout. This is Tornado Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
You take pride in your business, but sometimes it requires some help to keep it going and growing. At NextTier Bank, you'll find the guidance and expertise you need. In fact, we offer everything from business checking to creative lending solutions to insurance. Simply put, NextTier Bank is everything you want in a financial partner. And it's the way we've been doing things for generations. It's your future. We want to help you get there. Welcome to NextTier. NextTierBank.com, 800-262-1088, member FDIC.
Looking for a great price on a clean, dependable pre-owned car? Then head to Honda North. Browse over 7,000 pictures of our used car inventory easily at HondaNorth.net. Every pre-owned car undergoes a 182-point inspection and comes with free Carfax report. And buying from Honda North comes with benefits, free PA state inspections, free service loaner cars. And at Honda North, every fifth oil change is free. Buying a pre-owned car is a big deal. At Honda North, we'll help you find the right car for you. Honda North, more cars, lower prices. Just try us.
It's halftime, and after a good start by the Tornado, Mount Lebanon kind of found themselves, and they have a 37-7 lead as they head into the locker room. The Butler Golden Tornado marching band on the field to entertain the folks here at Arthur Bernardi Stadium, and we're going to entertain you on the radio side with the Trib Live halftime show. We send it back to Anthony Willison in the studio for the halftime show.
And we welcome you to the week two edition of the halftime show on the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Don Rebel with Chris Harlan Trib Total Media. We are back.
We're back.
Somehow, some way, we have continued to get ourselves into this building at World Headquarters, and they haven't barred us yet. They haven't changed the locks. Well, last week we had teams to watch, right?
We
up
did.
And down the WPIL. So that means the following week we do
players to watch.
Players to watch. It only makes sense.
Yeah.
Let it start at the top of the ladder, Class 6A. Who are some of the players to watch? And they don't necessarily have to be, you know, all world Division I, you know, everyone and their mothers coming out to scout them and recruit them and, you know, roll out the red carpet. Just good, solid high school football players.
I think one guy who in 6A people have been kind of interested to see what he looks like this year is Norwin quarterback Jack Salopek. He is a kid, though, with an offer. He's got a Pitt offer, and he's come out throwing 5 touchdowns, almost 400 yards in the first couple weeks. And he's a guy that people, you know, they were curious because he had an offer before he really had the big production. He was okay quarterback last year, but people have said, you know what, he looks like the real deal this year. I mean, people were seeing him, and they like what they see, and they understand why Pitt and other people are interested in him. Some other guys. How about Seth Morgan at Mount Lebanon? He was a guy that threw for 1,000 yards last year. He kind of stepped right back into that role. He was the backup a year ago, takes over as the full-time starter, 500 yards coming into this week. Pretty good for Mount Lebanon so far. Pine Richland is a place where you look at that group. They've got a number of guys. And we talk about good teams.
Most of them up front.
They do. I think there's a correlation sometimes. It seems like you find good players with good teams. It seems how that kind of happens.
Funny.
But they've got big linemen. I mean, the Andrew Kristofic, big lineman going to Notre Dame. Right next to him is Mike Kadick, another big lineman going to Indiana. They've got a linebacker, Tyler King, who's going, I think he's going to Navy.
Yep.
So that, I mean, there's a reason Pine Richland's good. I mean, they don't have quite the skill guys they had last year, but there's still some pretty good guys there. Another one in 6A I think you got to pay attention to, Joey Porter Jr. People are going to know the name. His dad was a linebacker, now is an assistant coach with the Steelers. This is his son.
They shot me in Denver.
He doesn't play linebacker, and he laughs when everybody asks Joey Jr., are you going to be a linebacker? And everyone projects he's going to be a linebacker. But right now he's a 6'2" cornerback and wide receiver. And one thing Art Walker did tell me earlier this year, I was talking to him, and he said, hey, when Joey went to Colorado State, he went there as a wide receiver, he said. I didn't know that, but Art said he knew that he went there as a wide receiver recruit, went there and became a linebacker. So he said, hey, you know, look at Joey Jr. He's a kid that could fill out, bulk up, and who knows where he ends up playing.
What about some of the elites from Class 5A?
Yeah.
It's a deep 5A.
It is. It's the deepest class probably this year. One guy I think is interesting is Hollis Mathis. He was a guy that came into the year, quarterback for Penn Hills, came into the year with a lot of expectations this year. And so far he's lived up to them. I mean, he was a dual threat guy. Last week he ran for 100, threw for more than 100, already has 7 touchdown passes, a Howard recruit. He's going to go as that offense goes. And so far, he's a guy you've seen over the last couple of years develop into a really good quarterback for them. And he really has that offense moving right now. Another guy who's a big-time recruit in 5A is Michael Carmody. He's the big lineman for Mars. He was a tight end defensive end last year, but he just kept growing. This year, he's a tackle. And with him a tackle, they've done a good job this year. Garrett Ranke's off to a really good start running back behind him. Mm-hmm. I would have to imagine that Scott Heinauer runs behind Carmody quite a bit. I would think you have to.
Well, you got a big big house, a big horse. You follow that horse all the way to the winner's circle, hopefully.
A couple other 5A running backs who have done real good so far already. Bethel Parks, Javon Lewis. Last week, 300 and some yards in one game. That was, you know, just out of nowhere, really. You know, he's a guy that is a good player for them, but hadn't had the yards before, and he comes out and has a great one last week. Another one, North Hills, is Tyler Brennan, another running back, already over 300 in the first two games coming into tonight. 9 touchdowns coming into today's game already. And then you got the Gateway group, Derek Davis. He's a guy that everyone always projects him as being a big-time recruit at defense. He's a linebacker, maybe a safety. I mean, all the big schools are, you know, in the region here are already after him. But I think this year he's shown he's a running back, too. I mean, we knew he had some offense last year, but he's going to be a big part of that Gateway offense this year. So I think with him and Courtney Jackson and Jeremiah Josephs, Gateway's got a good trio.
They're right in good hands. All right, when we return, we'll talk players to watch 4A, 3A, 2A, 1A. It's the Halftime Show on the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Accela Health knows how important shoulders, knees, and ankles are to an athlete. Whether you're on the gridiron, under the boards, or walking a balance beam, being on the sidelines is never an option. Accela Health has a trusted team of orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers right here in Westmoreland County. To learn more about Accela Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, visit them on the web at accelahealth.org. That's accelahealth.org. Sometimes you need a scorecard to find out the names of the players on the field. That's never a problem at Carlo University. We know our students by their first and last names, never by just a number. Carlo students receive more individualized attention, more opportunities to discuss issues with their peers, and more chances to get involved and make friends. With more than 50 undergraduate programs in fields such as health and science, teaching, communications, and more, you're sure to find a specialty that suits your needs. Student-athletes on our women's and men's sports teams know the score as well. More than 40 of them have been honored for outstanding athletic and academic achievement and helped Carlo receive a Champions of Character designation from the NAIA. Carlo is dedicated to making your education affordable and was recently ranked as one of the top 100 schools in the nation for offering students the best bang for the buck. Worried about finding a job? Carlo was also ranked in the top 6% of schools in the nation for employability after graduation. Visit carlo.edu today to learn more about what Carlo can offer you. Carlo University is a proud sponsor of high school athletics on the Trib Live High School Sports Network. For the most complete recap of Friday night's high school football action, tune in on your way home from the game to the WPIAL Scoreboard Show, only here on the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Hi, this is Don Rebel. Join me and a cast of thousands for all the scores with recaps from the top games. Plus, we highlight the night on the Trib Live Roundtable. That's the WPIAL Scoreboard Show after the game on Friday nights on the Trib Live High School Sports Network and at tribhssn.triblive.com. Week 2 halftime show continues on the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Don Rebel, the expert, Chris Harlan, running down players to watch in the WPIAL. You left off in Class 4A.
Yeah, how about some guys who were off to a good start? Shane Stump, Thomas Jefferson, he's got a big game tonight at Bell Vernon. Yep. He's a guy, he's only a junior from last year to this year. Coach Chirpak said it's just amazing the development. He's become a playmaker for them this year, and big things for him in that Thomas Jefferson offense. How about Bell Vernon, same game, Cameron Guess. They got a punter. We don't talk about punters often this show. But number one ranked punter in the country in the junior class. That's pretty impressive. Also a pretty highly ranked kicker. Another guy in 4A, same conference, West Mifflin's Parrish Parker, committed to Howard already. He's a guy that's seen as a defensive back, but really he's become a big-time running back for them, too, taking over the ball carrier role. And how about with Highlands is Johnny Christ, big-time receiver, or really tall receiver, 6'7".
Big, yeah.
He is. He's a basketball guy. Already got some Division I offers, and he's a guy that maybe in a year or so, maybe the football guys are going to be coming in, and he'll have a decision to make. Does he want to go be a 6'7" basketball player or a 6'7" wide receiver? 3A, you got to mention MJ Devonshire of Aliquippa. He's just been explosive so far this season. First two games, he already returned 4 punts for touchdowns. The WPO regular season rushing champ from a year ago, Dustin Schoaf from Yawk. He's off to a good start, had 5 touchdowns in the first 2 weeks coming into tonight. How about and Michael Dower from Keystone Oaks? He was the WPO's rushing leader coming into this week. They've got 2 guys with big-time numbers. 2A, Washington quarterback Zach Swartz, 5 touchdown passes already for them coming into tonight. Avonworth's Derek John Core, those 2 guys, him and Swartz, are right up at the top, back and forth on passing leaders.
Coach's son at Avonworth.
It is. Todd Hill, another one in 2A that you got to keep an eye on. He's known as a linebacker. Also has become a big-time running back for them this year. Single A, everybody in Imani has been putting up big numbers because they had 2 big-time wins. Their quarterback, Israel Reed, their receiver, Ramon Hart Jr. But in Single A, don't overlook Olds quarterback Tyler Bradley, another coach's son who's off to a really good start this year.
All right, Mr. Chris, thank you much. We'll talk to you next week.
Yep, sounds good.
All right, Chris Harlan, check him out, tribhssn.triblive.com. I'm Don Rebel. Enjoy the second half of the game you're listening to here on the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
Make it Agway all the time. It's Agway.
Count on Butler Agway for everything seeds to feeds. Canning season is in full swing, and they carry everything you need, from spices, pickling, canning jars, pots, including the crocks for sauerkraut. Pet food? They carry a wide array of wholesome feed for all of your animals, including treats, chews, and vitamins. Stop by Butler Agway today, Route 68, right across from the Farm Show Grounds, and see why we say you can count on Butler Agway all the time. Butler Agway, Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service, Corks Lane, just behind the Butler Farm Show Grounds. The official supplier of coffee for the Butler Radio Network stations is more than bottled water. They can install water purification systems. They can service your RainSoft water softener or install a new RainSoft unit. They can supply your home, your office, or place of business with water units. They're a one-stop shop. Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service, with excellent customer service and an array of coffee to choose from for your Keurig coffee makers. They can even supply you with the Keurig or the new Sun Canna units. Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service. Call them today.
I'm Richard Petty, and I just wanted to let you know that Richard Petty Motorsports is honored to partner with the U.S. Air Force and proudly display the Air Force logo on our number 43 car. I'd like to take the opportunity to thank current and past airmen for all you do and sacrifice to allow the rest of us to live freely. And to you young men and women looking to be part of a winning team, go see an Air Force recruiter today.
In Butler, see Master Sergeant Jordan Banzen at 101 Clearview Circle or call 724-787-3436.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. They carry a passion for being at the top of their fields and continuously striving to provide their clients with exemplary service. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Call them at 724-283-2200.
Whether you're a competitive athlete or a weekend warrior, any injury that keeps you on the sidelines should be treated by a sports medicine expert. Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers offers sports medicine specialists right here in Butler to get you back to enjoying the activities you love. Doctors Rob Waltrip, Josh Szabo, and John Richmond have trained with some of the biggest names in orthopedic sports medicine and use their expertise to treat you. Tri-Rivers accepts most major insurance plans, including both Highmark and UPMC. Learn more at TriRiversMSK.com. Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers, partnering with the Butler community for more than 20 years.
Hey, this is Mike Franco. I'm not only the spokesperson for Robert Stevens Jewelers, I'm a loyal customer. Most recently, my wife sorted out her jewelry box, decided what is worn often and that which is not worn anymore. We dumped the not worn anymore stuff in front of Steve and said, what can we do with this? We got cash for some. The other is reconfigured on a classy looking charm bracelet. Guess you would say it's downright charming. Robert Stevens Jewelers, making beautiful memories on Main.
Many thanks to everybody that puts together the Trib Live Halftime Show. Dawn Rebel doing a great job, very committed to high school athletics in Western Pennsylvania. It's halftime here at Butler. I'm Ron Willison along with Craig Lucas, and it's 37-7 Mount Lebanon at the half. And let's recap that first half. And it,